From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. The U.S. Air Force says it's launched two Guam-based B-1B bombers accompanied by fighter jets from South Korea and Japan on Thursday in an exercise near the Korean Peninsula. North Korean state news agency reacted harshly to the exercise, calling it a surprise nuclear strike drill. This comes one day before President Donald Trump is scheduled to leave on a 12-day trip to Asia. The Islamic State has claimed Saifullah Saipov as one of its own. Saipov is the 29-year-old Uzbek immigrant who killed eight people in New York City earlier this week with a truck. The terrorist group said that the attacker was one of its soldiers, but did not provide any evidence to support this claim. Those killed were remembered at a vigil in New York on Thursday night. Sarah Steffens was among the mourners.
We're strong people. A really difficult, tragic thing happened, and we're trying to make sense of it. But we're going to heal and unite, and that's why we're here, is empathy and love and strength.
With the New York City Marathon due to attract more than 50,000 runners and many hundreds of thousands of spectators this Sunday, the New York City Police Department said it would increase the number of officers throughout the city in an abundance of caution. Ousted Catalan leader Carles Puigdemont is denouncing a Spanish judge's decision to order nine former leaders from Catalonia jailed while they are investigated on possible charges of rebellion, sedition, and embezzlement, all connected to their push for the region's independence from Spain. The judge later granted one of them bail. Puigdemont, in Brussels with four members of his former cabinet, risks being arrested and returned to Spain. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump makes his first visit to China next week, a key stop in his trip to Asia. In China, North Korea and trade are expected to top his agenda. VOA's Bill Ide has more.
Trade is still a huge issue. Just days before his trip, Trump called America's deficit with China embarrassing and horrible. Recently anointed China's most powerful leader since Mao Zedong, Xi Jinping will be looking to create a good atmosphere and show he's a successful world leader. However, for most, America's immigration policies under Trump and visas were a bigger concern, one some hope the visit will improve. Responding to Trump's comments about the trade deficit Thursday, China says the huge gap is not intentional. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
In a speech on Thursday, Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says the United States is Iran's number one enemy. VOA's Steve Miller has the story.
U.S. President Donald Trump broke ranks with other major powers last month by refusing to formally certify Iran's compliance with the nuclear deal. Under that deal, most sanctions on Iran were lifted in exchange for Tehran's curbing its nuclear work. Khamenei said that Trump's remarks were foolish and demonstrated America's hostility towards the entire Iranian nation. He also said Tehran would never succumb to Washington's pressure over a multinational nuclear deal. Steve Miller, VOA News.
The UN Refugee Agency is calling on governments to grant basic rights of citizenship to millions of stateless people who suffer discrimination, exclusion, and persecution. Lisa Schlein reports at the launch of a new report in Geneva on the world's stateless minorities.
The UN Refugee Agency reports there are more than 3 million stateless people around the world, with about 75% of them belonging to minority groups. Carol Batchelor is the UNHCR's International Protection Division Director.
If you live in this world without a nationality, you are without an identity, you're without documentation, you're without the rights and entitlements that come, that we take for granted, even just being able to gather here today, having a job, having education, knowing that your child belongs somewhere.
Thousands of stateless people have been granted citizenship in places such as Thailand, Central Asia, Russia, Kenya, and West Africa. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Syria's state news media says that Syria and its allied partners have taken full control of the eastern city of Deir al-Zor from the Islamic State group. An anonymous Syrian military source also told Reuters that the city has been completely liberated. Deir al-Zor is the center of Syrian oil production.
That's the latest world news from VOA.